Good morning, Rabboisai! Leilu nishmasi mimoros siros bas Mordechai. Today's share is sponsored by Mordechai Sapaznik Lezech Nishmas's great-grandfather, Rav Elchanan Tai Zech Tzadik Levrocha, Rav Elchanan Zev ben Rav and Yoman Avrom Yaakov Zech Tzadik Levrocha. Maybe mail to Yoshua for his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and the entire mishpach of all Klai Yisrael. Today, Mordechai is making a siyum on Masechta Sukkah, and it happens to be that it's the first Mishnayis that Mordechai has ever learned was with this great grandfather of his. So it's in Shom Shadab and Aliyah by Ed Clark. And thanks to Rebellion MDY for enabling me and all the participants to learn and enjoy learning the daf with wishes for Ksiva, B'chasima, Tova for all. By Steve Jacobowski, a lawyer that I know. You guys remember that story that I said over that Pesach night, after the Lila Seder, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's a knock on the door, and there's a baby by the door. That's Steve's.
You tell us that, Steve? I remember that story.
Well, we'll talk about it a different time when we learn Pesach and Bezer Hashem. As of today, having started in earnest with you on February 8th this year, I'm only 11 dapim behind, fully energized for Rosh Hashanah and some Gedalia davening, ready to plow forward with my index. He's indexing the entire Shas. Sitting behind the controls I've set up in my office, I'm not even 5 minutes into Yashir on Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel, and I'm in a ditch on the side of the road with a flat tire and couldn't be clear message from Hashem that before I do anything else, I guess that's when I was talking about the Siyum in Chicago, that these guys in Chicago weren't participating in the Shir, and he's one of them. So he's writing to ask Mechila, I guess, something like that. You have to get into a car accident, the chap, the Inyan. Couldn't be clear, message from Hashem, that before I do anything else, I need to ask you for mechila. So please be moichami, absolutely not. Not just watching you share for 3 days early on my phone, for sure not then, instead of watching you live when you were last here in Chicago, but for everything from the time we first met in 2003. Mistami's referring to that story of leaving his baby by my doorstep, Seder night. Steve, if you come to the next few things every single day that I'm in Chicago and you organize and you bring 20 people in, then maybe we'll talk about Mechila. Until then, zero. You're going to Yom Kippur with zero Mechila for me. You understand? Gemar Chasim and Toiva, Mazel Tov again, and Aaron's Chasan, and best regards to your wife and brother Avi. He hired my brother Avi. Avi worked for him for a while, very close. And much thanks, Aaron's Toiva, to your team, and then the Oy Chabura for making it out so precious to us all. Everybody says the same thing. We hear it all. But it's true, the team. We share many more simchas and siyumim together in good health. Steve. Shkoyach, Steve. What time is it? Oh, it's not so late.
7.
From Akiva Salkowitz. Anybody know who Akiva Salkowitz is? F2, whatever, 202 or something. Spotted in New York. Boy, this is not Stam. It's Emes. Now, it happens to be that he's the president. It says like this, Akiva Salkowitz, president and CEO of Diamond Auto Leasing. Now, look at the license plate. It's a spotted. Shkoyach. Eh? Ruvain, this is not a joke. 8 minute daf. The island's driving around 8 minute daf cars. So, here's another thing spotted. One of the guys, I don't want to mention his name, so because they put a hit on him or something. He goes to Kedasya Bezdin, and he sees this in Kedasya Bezdin. This is an ad to join our shir. On the bottom here is Rabbi Schoenberg. Did you know you're in an ad? You're famous. So he's wondering, why is this hanging up in Kedasya Bezdin? And then he looks real closely at the bottom. It says, "Brishus harabonim lo yoch yom tov. Hengt min dafi yoymi of the internet. Bitte gebarois enke psak adank." Kids say he wants to know if it's mutter. He brought it to Kedasya Bezdin to know if it's mutter to learn Torah on the internet or not. That's why I was like, no, it wasn't hanging as an advertisement. But here it is. Here's the lashon right down here. Beautiful. It was in the garbage. I don't know if they took it out. I don't know.
You can get a free Gemara.
A good Geben Shiar. This is the last one, Rabbi Yisai. Being that I can't afford to miss a single day of the daf, I'm now classified as a dedicated listener of Rebelli's most amazing daily daf shir in the world. You mentioned 3 times during Elul that you have difficulties keeping your dal medium like your Aravis, etc. fresh. So you're forced to change them daily. Well, here's the solution to your problem that many have in Eretz Yisrael. If you can make time to visit the Arba Minim Center, located on Rechav Malachi 17, second floor in Geula Yerushalayim, coincidentally, it's located in our home, we'll be able to provide you with top quality Arba Minim and some easy tips that can help the Arba Minim last right through Sukkot B'Siyata Shemayim. Meanwhile, none of the hints are here in this email. So I'd have to go to Rechav Malachi 17, second floor. Coincidentally, it's located in my home. Coincidentally, his phone number is also here, 054-841-7272. I don't know, but if you want to email him, it's chesed@gmail.com. The guy does chesedim, he tells people how to keep the Arba Minim, chesed with three S's, by the way. Maybe that's how they spell it in England. C-H-E-S-S-S-E-D, because I guess chesed with two S's was already taken. You may realize, however, you want to learn new techniques and preserving the meaning from the entire yontif, you can bring the chever along. He allows that also. Tremendous. You're guaranteed a free handshake and a smile. The American way of doing business to make you feel at home. May I highly suggest that once you're here ready, drop into your father and kill two birds with one stone. Shkoyach. So where is this again? I forgot. Malachi 17, second floor. Coincidentally, it's located in his home. All right, Rabbi Isai, we have a very, very easy daf today. Baruch Hashem, Erev Shabbos, Shir is at 9:30, Matzah Shabbos. So all the way, if you look at the Mishnah here, all the way to the Mishnah, it's what we already learned yesterday. It's repetitive, word for word. We're going to learn the same thing five times in a row. We are today daf Yud, very, very important daf. Now, it works, made it even simpler than the simple repetition. Why not? The first Mishnah of our Masechta talks about Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam has four problems. You're chayrish, you're plowing, you're kaitish, you're grinding. There's also a problem of mukta and a problem of baina, making the hole. So the Gemara takes care of that problem, and we're talking about Nod's Deker. As the Mishnah says, there's already a shovel in the ground, so it's not mukta, it's not plowing, it's not kaita, it's already in the ground, it's already done, so the zero isur. The only problem maybe that it looks a little bit like the isur, we got rid of everything. Who says that's okay? Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel say it's not okay. So that's in the first Mishnah. So the Gemara brings a list of Mishnayos that we're going to be learning today, tomorrow, that seem to contradict this idea that Beis Shammai are the mekel and Beis Hillel the machmer. Case number one we had yesterday with the ladder. Beis Shammai say it's also to move a ladder to get grab birds for yontif, for the yontif meal. It's all simple as yontif. Beis Hillel say it's okay. Gemara says it's not a raya. And it's all the same answer. It's not a raya because over here the zero isser, he already put it in the ground and he got rid of all the isurim. A ladder is different. People might confuse it. Fine. Then we spoke about tzipor yesterday, which is our mission today, but we learned it yesterday. Which do you have to designate with your mouth or do you have to lift up the birds? According to Beis Shammai, they're more machmer. You have to lift up a bird designated by literally saying, this is the bird I want to eat on Yontif. Beis Hillel more mekel. How does it jive with this? Beis Hillel say, when it comes to Kisui Adam, they're the ones that are mekel. And all of a sudden, this whole list, they're the ones that are machmer. And today, we're going to be learning about an Eli. Eli is just a stone that you grind wheat on. Is it a mukta? Is it a klishim lachtel isser or not? Or hide? And a tris is a shutter. These are all in the Mishnayos. We're going to learn it today, and it'll be a beautiful chazar for tomorrow, and some of it even today. But it's the same question over and over five times in a row. Same answer five times in a row. Besides the last one that we say, in a chanami, mechlefes ashita. Mechlefes ashita just means that we're flipping Bisham and Bisillah because it doesn't go with this. With our first Mishnah of the Masechta of Kisui Adam. So we're holding four lines from the top. Try to make the bracha beforehand, and sometimes I forget. Okay, by the way, Gershon, if you're wondering, so microphone number three is blinking red before, it's not working at all? It might die, yeah. We have 40 minutes, we gotta rush it a little bit. The last few minutes of the shir won't be up. All right, so here we go. Eloi Kasio. Let me ask you a question from somewhere else. Again, Bishamai, in the first Mishnah, the ones that are Mekel, they say you could use dirt to cover the blood. Eli, this is the best I can come up with. I might be completely wrong. Obviously, this is huge and people are not moving, but it's some sort of surface, like a pestle, that you grind something on. And here's the surface. And I want to use this as a cutting board for my meat, for Simchas Yontif. I'm not, obviously, I don't want to grind wheat now, because grinding is not so permitted, right? But I want to use it for my meat. So a smaller version of this, or maybe Yaakov Avinu, you could just lift it up with one hand and bring it home, whatever it is. It's a klishim lach d'leser. Now, when it comes to muktzah, we always say, you're allowed to move muktzah, if it's a klishim lach d'leser, like a hammer, l'tzorich gufay or l'tzorich mekaymai. If it's on a chair and I need to sit down, so you can move it. Or if I need the actual hammer to pop open a coconut. So over here, I need the actual eli for my meat. That's the tzarech gufay. Nevertheless, B'sham, I say, no can do. U'beisil matir. All of a sudden, so here comes the question. Why in this case are Beisilel the ones that are mekel and B'shamai are the ones that are machmir? It's the opposite of the first mission of the Masechta, where Bishamai are the Mekel. Okay, so that's question number three. Amagavi Simchas Yontif, Bishamai Lechumro, Bishil Lekula. Again, we're talking about the Simchas Yontif. Vermini, I need it for my meat. What do I do with the first mission of Masechta Beitza that Bishamai say that you can do Kisi Adam? And for Simchas Yontif, there's no problem. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlefes Ashita, over here, you have to say that Bishamai are the ones that are Mekel, and they say that you're allowed to move an Eli, you're allowed to use, move this cutting board. As the Gemara Memai. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say Mukhlefes Ashita? So again, I pointed out yesterday that there was some sort of tradition. Rabbi Yochanan had Mukhlefes Ashita in his head. He got it from his Rebbe that there's some one of these Mishnayos, you have to flip Bishamai Bisil. So he's trying to figure out which one it is. Now, we bring the contradiction, so if there's a sort of a contradiction between the first mission and our Masechta, we'll go that according to Rashi, that's the one that's right. Bishamai are the Mekel, Beisil are the Machmir, and then we're just going to have to flip Mishnah Eli. Mimai, says the Gemara, same question we had yesterday twice, we're going to have it another three times today. Dilma loy ad kan lo gamri Bishamai hosam elo hechadik deker notes. Perhaps the first mission in the Masechta is because there's zero iser, there's no harisha, no boina, nothing, because it's already in the ground, the shovel. But in our case of Eli, this cutting board, you're not getting rid of the isurim. The iser is here, it's a klisha malach del iser. Maybe in that case, even Bishamai agree that it's aser. Maybe over here by the Eli, it's a kli. Kli olav, and you're allowed to move a kli that's kli shel malach l'isur l'tzorech oichel nefesh. I need to eat today. Aval asam loy, but you're not allowed to dig and do harisha and ketisha and muktza and everything else. Maybe muktza, yeah, but not ketisha. Eli kashya ho kashya. Okay, so let's go to the next mishnah. Also, on the next daf. Now you shechted an animal, you have the hide, you cannot put it down on the ground that people should step on it. That's called ma'abed. You're tanning you're working out the hide. So I got a picture this morning from our in-house shoychet, from Weisfish. And here, beautiful picture of a hide. Here's the skin, and on it a kezayis basar. So if it has a tiny piece of basar, so now you're moving it, agav the basar. That's a separate halacha, not important for today, but it's a great picture nevertheless. If it has a little bit of meat, you're allowed to move this on yantiv, otherwise it's mukta. We still say, it's mukta to put out the hide, because if I cannot put out the hide, I'm going to lose my hide. Why would I shecht my cow today, letzarech yantiv, for simchas yantiv? If I'm going to lose $100 worth of the hide, I can't have people step on it. So now it's going to prevent me from enjoying yantif. So be still, you let it work out the hide. Alma, Gabisim Zionta, Bisham the Khumra Bisil Kula. Oh, contradiction. First Minister says the opposite Bishamir Makil or Bisil or Mahmir. Bermini, Hashaykh Chaivai, Bianta of the first Mishnah and Mesechta, Omer. Over here, it's flipped. Basically, all the ones that say you cannot work out the hide, and Bishami say you could. Mimai, Dimalai, who told you? Maybe there's no connection. The first Mishnah and Mesechta, they were Makil because the shovel's in the ground already. You could sit down the way they used to sit down, says Rashi. They used to put a little carpet on the floor and they used to sit down Indian style. What is it called? You know, something like that. Oh, you can't say it's not politically correct. It's not PC. Jewish style. Avalosam. Loi. Eli Kashi Kashi. I have another question from another Mishnah, Mishami Yarmim. Ein Misalkin is Atrisin. Now, I got a decent, I couldn't find what I was looking for, but if you look closely, maybe this picture, first of all, is great. It has candy and has a Jewish kid, a Yiddish kid looking at the candy. But you see over here, this green. So over here, there's a shutter. If you look closely, here it is. It's right over here. Here's this shutter. So basically, Rashi says they take the shutters and use them as shelves to put out their stuff. So I thought it's pretty close. A little bit. You can see the green over here, and it fits right in over here. Fine. At any rate, the point is that this shutter, he puts out when? On Shabbos and Yontif. He's selling his goods on Shabbos and Yontif. Are you allowed to sell? Are you allowed to open up your store on Shabbos and Yontif? Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, what?
Not this guy. Not the guy in the picture.
All guys.
He's not selling the Shabbos again.
No, not him. But could you? So look at Rashi, Divra Maskel, Mizge Treason. So Rashi says, you see Treason, like a third down. These are the shutters that you close the store up. You put the shutters right in front of the store. You put out your spices. Says Rashi, Yontif, Mutter Likach Mechemveni Amakir Oisai. On Yontif, you're allowed to buy from a storekeeper that you are familiar with. You're allowed to purchase, and it's halacha, and Shulchan Aruch. So sometimes you're allowed to even say the amount of money if it's a known item. Everybody knows that this costs $2. The guy says, okay, you owe me $4. A lot of buy stuff on Yontif if you're not going to pay him now and you're not going to discuss the money. So I guess Litzarich Yontif for Echel Nefesh so that people should have a Gishmaki Yontif keeps the store open. What were you saying, Rabbi Schoenberg? I saw you're about to say something. You're going to tell me in England when you were a kid they used to do that? Mamish, I was mechavin to that.
There were occasions when a person wanted to make a simcha.
Yeah, like a Shalom Zacher, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Right. They do that for Shalom Zacher, but what are you saying? No way. You learned in Panovich? The kiosk, what that, in the circle next to Panovich, there's a kiosk. They used to open on, and they used to sell the guy's cigarettes. I mean, you can get a soda on Shabbos. But you have to, it's based on trust. Okay, after Shabbos are coming. No, restaurants on Yontif, and yeah, that's something else. But this is, you go with the cart, you start loading up your stuff, and you walk out, and after Shabbos you come. Yesterday, the first time I went to Oshrad in a long time, I wanted to cover sukkahs. I went to Oshrad. You scan your own stuff, you put it in the car, and you walk out. It knows how much it is. Or in the airport in America now, there's no people. You walk in, and there's 100 cameras in the ceiling. It's an Amazon store. You walk in, as you grab the stuff, it scans. It knows what you're pulling out, and it charges your credit card. Okay, fine. How did I get to there? I don't know. But could you buy that on Shabbos? Could you go into Amazon store on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, so what happened? Okay, we're going to have to go through all this again. It's the Mishnah coming up. Basil say, Delitzarech Yontif, I'm Makel, and you're allowed to. Afla Hachzir. You're allowed to put the shutters back. So that's already this, the Halacha Levi. This is your favorite Halacha. The Hatzalah Halacha. If I don't allow you to put it back, then nobody's going to open up a store because people are going to come and steal all this stuff. So, okay, you're right. The putting back of the shutter It's a mukta item. It's building. Sorry, it's building. It's baina, soiser. Taking off the shutter, soiser. Putting it back is baina. I allow you to do binyan on yantiv because otherwise you wouldn't be soiser. You wouldn't open up your store to begin with. And it prevents it was yant. Remini question. So the Gemara's lashon is a little different. But at the end of the day, the first Mishnah, the zero Isser, he already put the shovel on the ground. That's why we shaman a matter. But over here, by the tris, you're Sicer, you're Baina. That's why they say it's Asr. Hacha, like a Ganot. Ela Beisil, Abeisil, Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan Muchlevis Ashita. So at the end of the day, this is where we stay. This is where Rabbi Yochanan got his staying, and he sticks to it. Muchlevis Ashita over here. And then the Gemara says, at kind of like Amr Beisilel, Hachel Mishum the Ain Binyam Kalim, Ain Stir Kalim, Avalasim Loi. But at the end of the day, you could shlug it up and say that Beisil just hold, you didn't do an Isser by taking out a shutter, because a shutter is a Kli that belongs, it comes in, comes out, and there's no Binyan and Stir when it comes to Kalim. You're not building. The official mission is sponsored by Fishel for Shlema, for Brino, Bas, Yenta Dvaira. If Yosef, you could get the other name ready, I forgot to put the other name, Shkoyach, says the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Oimrim. So we went through this yesterday. So Chazara. Lo Yitol Elam Kain Nienena Niana Miboid Yoim. You have these birds. This is a slightly different picture. I added something, I'll show you soon in a second. So you have these birds. Which ones did I add? Very good. How do you know? Because it doubled the size. It doesn't really look like they're sitting on the ledge. Okay. But I got two different ones. I didn't use the same bird. Bisham, I hold, you have to lift up the bird and say, this is the bird I'm going to be shechting tomorrow. You can't just walk in here and pick from the hundreds of birds that you have, pick any one you want. And that we said yesterday was a kasha, it was one of the five questions. You see the machmer. Not true. You could just point and say, this is the one I want. So these birds, by the way, a little bit of background on these birds. These birds that we're talking about the babies. The chicks, call them whatever you want, they can't fly yet. Because if they can fly, you cannot go in there and trap them on yantif. So they can't fly. How many eggs, on Yontif I asked, how many eggs does a bat lay? How many eggs does a pigeon lay a year? I couldn't believe it. My biggest nightmare. I read this Rashi, I was going crazy. I thought they lay two eggs a year, and if you're able to break them, so you got them and finished, they're not going to... They lay eggs, two eggs a month, for 9 months a year. I looked it up on Google. It's pretty similar to what they say today. And 3 months out of the year, they don't lay eggs. But basically, they lay eggs two every month. They're constantly laying eggs. Okay. So, in this dovecote, they have a pair of pigeons, and they have a lot of offspring. The first eggs, and then you have the second, the third, etc. Interesting that Rashi says that typically when they have two eggs, that I didn't look up, one is a male, one is a female. Okay. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Machlokes b'Bricha Rishayna. We're talking about the first eggs that hatched. The Mishami Savri. Interesting. For those of you who care, How do you say bricha in French? COVID, Rashi says. And this is the first wave and the second wave. I'm reading here. That's what he says. COVID belaz. Okay. And with Nikudas, is literally COVID. Fine. And this is the first. The first wave of COVID is the machlokes. The Bishami Savri, you guys reading Dilma Asin Limluche, you might not want to shech the mayantif. Why? What happens is, in order to get these birds, Akiva, he started it with his COVID joke in the Sim Mesechus Brachas speech. Okay, so you think I forgot? If you get rid of these birds, the way, it's very interesting. I'm learning a lot about the pigeons now. This is open to the whole world. Any pigeon can come in here and roost and do whatever they want to do. But the way you get them to stay is you keep their offspring there, at least the first pair. If you can get the first pair to stay there, then that first pair is going to stay with their offspring. If you get rid of the second, third, they don't care that much. But the first, the b'char, they need to stay with. So the concern is that you might shecht. If we're talking, you say you're going to shecht the first pair, and then you're going to have charata. Because then you realize that you lost your birds. They're going to go elsewhere. What keeps them here in your dovecot is the first pair. So that's where the machloek is. So savri like Israel. Great. Even I agree with the second pair that you could just point it and say, this is what I'm taking. We're just concerned. The concern here, we'll see, it's about mukta. You take it, you look at it, say, oh, I'm not going to shecht this beautiful pair of birds. If I shecht them, I lost a bunch of producing pigeons. I can't do that. And then, therefore, you're over on mukta for no reason. But b'bricha shniyah, nobody has charat. Says the Gemara now another thing. Why does he have to say before Yontif, I want this pear right over there? Lema mikan ani noitel lemachar. Before Yontif, he should just say, by the way, I'm going to walk in here on Yontif and take whatever I want. And why does that work? Because of the concept of Breira. Breira, retroactive clarification, according to the article. Breira, I could decide on Yontif that what I meant to take two birds is these two birds. Whatever comes to my hand, that's what I decided before Yontif, retroactively. Now, and if you say we still don't agree with that concept, okay, so it goes like this. If there's a dead person in the house and he leaves through a certain door, so whatever's underneath that door, we're talking about a doorway that has like a ceiling to it. It has like this door right over here. It has indentation. A lintel. Okay. If there's a pot, a kli underneath the lintel, then it becomes tameh. If the doors are closed, what happens then? So this is where the shaila is. When they decide which door the mace is coming out of, and now we have to when are they deciding this exactly? If they decide that a certain door, let's say they specifically say, we are always going to use the front door, so then whatever is by the front door becomes tameh from the tomb of the mace. Otherwise, it says like this, Vosnat, ha-mace ba-bayis v'lo yipsachem ha-arben. There's many doors, you can go out different ways. Kula on tameim, everything is tameh. Because we don't know yet where the mace is coming out of. But they opened up one. Who tame? We call them tayrim. Whatever is underneath that door that they open is tame, and the rest of the kelim are tar. When, how, where? We'll see in a second. If he thought in his mind that he's going to take the dead person out of one of the doors, out of a window that's large enough, then all the doors, all the doorways, all the kelim there are tar. You have to think about this before the guy died. So Beis Hillel over here is saying you can do retroactive clarification. You can go Breira, you can go reverse. After the guy dies, I decide that he's going out of the side door of the house. So now anything by the side door is Tomei. And now I'm going to undo all the Tumah. Even the front door. This was sitting by the front door. Now it went from tameh to tar because I retroactively undid the tumah from it. So you see, that we still hold of Breira. I could go retroactive. Now, I just want to point out a bomb question, which I don't have to say now, but I might forget it later. If it's true that I could retroactively go back, I could decide tomorrow, after the guy dies, I could decide what door I want to take him out of. And only then, So then as Taisvas, every single dead person that comes out of a house, I retroactively decided, because I took him out of a door. Eventually, I'm going to take him out of one of the doors. So that is the door that I decided to take him out. So everything else should become tar, according to this Havamina, or even later on, we'll see that's not such a Havamina. And Taisus is Doichek. He says, yeah, you're right. Maybe the dead person never came out of the door, like my dead guy in my apartment building who died and never came out. He became reduced to ashes. Or what? No. Yeah, he didn't come out, but they brought him out. Other people bring him out. Yeah. Bishkai, who's that, Avi? Yeah. What is that for? Oh, it's the new year. You're right. Once a year.
No, I didn't do that.
No, but that was last year. No. That was 2 days. That was before Rosh Hashanah, no? It was on Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if that counts. You get, but that's it, Avi. You're done for the year. He's the one. You weren't here, Rosh Hashanah. He said it. So I asked one. On Rosh Hashanah, he said, I ask one question a year. And I remember this first question about a tuna fish, a flying tuna, something about a flying tuna. That was back in Chulin. And all of a sudden, he's speaking again, 2 days later. So I chapped that he meant that it's a different year. Okay, it wasn't a question, it was a joke. Okay, he saved himself an email now. Says the Gemara, Hoyit Marlo, Omer Rabba, Letaris Apsochem Mikanu Lahaba. And it's not true. There's no retroactive over here. It's all forward from here on out. Now what if, question, do you have to do physically open it? Can you think about it? But it's from here on out. V'chein no'omer Yishaya. V'tayis ha'psachim, mikanu la'abo. Mikanu la'abo in, l'mafreya lo'y. It doesn't work retroactively. Rava amar lo'y lim l'mafreya. Rava says, no, you could go retroactive. V'chein ha'tayimo, dilma metal v'shavik, metal v'shavik. The reason why retroactive doesn't work by us, by birds, why can't he just decide what bird he wants on Yontif? And then that's what he meant on Erev Yontif. Because we're concerned, he's going to start feeling every bird to see if it's fat enough for him for Sudas Yontif. And it comes out that he's going to be moving Mukta objects for no reason. As the Gemara of Amriz, if he stands there and he says, we said, you just stand and say, I want this one right over here before Yontif. He points to it. What's the difference if he points it before Yontif? He could also have Charata now. When Yontif comes along, he points to those two. Great. He says, you see these two guys over here, they look nice and fat. He gets up on the ladder. It's like my dog Mando. He's like, he's this big, but really he's this small. I mean, literally, he looks like a rat. Right? You never gave him a haircut, so you don't know. He's his total size. But for all the Hasidim that are upset at me that I have a dog, he's not really a dog. I don't know what it is. He's a rat that looks like a dog. He's literally this a cat once. I'm not joking.
He's a barking rat.
He's barking. Imamish, he's barking rat. We once went out, and by mistake, he looked at a baby cat, at a kitten. And the mother took him, and Kemat ate him. There's nothing he could do about it. And from then on, when he sees a cat, I lost the mic. Which one? I'm talking about Mando. So this one, okay, but now we're back. I have the other one. I have two more. The other one is, oh no, somebody turned this off. Oh, now it's on. Nobody ever turned this one on. Okay, how about now? Huh?
Brera. Is the microphone off from the beginning?
It doesn't matter. Oh, this one, hold on. There's another mic here. Okay, this one could go, right? Okay. Now I'm not so cool. I only have two mics.
You can still eat it up.
Put it over here. It's time for the steak. No. Sometimes too many is not as cool.
Just wait when you'll see
the name. Yeah. The fake mics? Yeah. Lower. He just compared me to Hamas. If anybody didn't hear, he just said I'm like the Hamas. They have 25 mics and they're all fake. They're not connected to anything. Nobody's recording anything. All we need is that guy from Africa to stand over here and like do the whole shiur in sign language. And my five mics in sign language. Okay, we're ready? Gershon, Givaldi. Okay. Says the Gemara. Okay, so fine. Sagi. Says the Gemara. Hanemili. Merev Yontif. Ava B'Yontif. Also, you're not going to pick out on Yontif. The Zimn and the Mishtak Chishmenim Khushim. Because what's going to happen is you'll find the heavier ones, the Geshmaka ones, are really skinny. Khushim Shmenim. Vikom Etatamidili Chazile. And at the end of the day, it comes out that you carried something that's not roi. Inami zim nishtakri kulu kushim. You'll find them all shvachamaisis v'shavaglu. You won't even take any of them. You'll just wait until they fatten up a little bit. Vasim nunu v'simchas yantif. However, says Rashi, if you point it out before yantif, you're not going to take it back. You already decided. You already put your mind to it. So even if you find out that they're not the fattest, you are going to use them anyways. We just turned to the Yudom and Beis. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Shus Refuas, please join Tehillim.com and by Shlomo Lazarian from Los Angeles in honor of my wife, who is Moshe Nefesh, for Torah. Now.
Oh,
who?
I said
Mishnah. Oh. Yeah, but before we get to the Mishnah, I want to point something out because it's almost Yantav. And over here we're talking about Simchas Yantav and birds. It seems like that there's a big mitzvah to have birds for Yantav, Simchas Yantav. So the tour, when he brings down this halacha, he brings this down. He says, how do you, and we're Simchas Yantav, the time that the Torah talks about the Samach V'chagecha Sukkos coming up. So how do you do Simchas Yantav b'zman hazeh? Tour says, with wine, avi, and that's why I brought you down the other day, and meat. But the Shulchan Aruch, the B'Seisav, argues with the Torah. He says, it's not true. B'zman hazeh, there's no Indian of meat, and he only brings wine. So you're good with wine. But there's a lot of others that are, the Shagasayir brings a lot of rayas that meat is, or brings a raya that meat is the way to go. In fact, a bris mila, there's a lot of poskim that say that the way to do the Sudas mitzvah is with meat, or at least chicken, which is, don't do bagels and lox. One of my kids, I don't remember which one it was, I had a major fight, not a fight. My father was paying for the bris. It was like my first kid or second boy. And I said, I insisted, I want to go low key. I don't want any of your shtick. He's big into throwing huge parties. I said, no, bagels and lox. That's what we do. That's what I'm from New York. Bagels and lox and oranges. I said, no, here, that's not how we're doing it. So it's my kid. And he's not attacking like that. But he, like, in his edela kind of way, no, we're going to do it. Okay, fine. At the end, he did it. Like, it was parvic cream cheese, or shvacha. But he had these eggs benedict with pastrami and zach, and don't ask. But it could be he was right. At the end of the day, I mean, I don't know if he did it for the halacha or for the, because he's the big foodies, these guys. But at the end of the day, la halacha, it seems like he's supposed to do meat, even though it's early in the morning, it's a problem. But bottom line is that we should try to eat meat, I think. That's what it came out from all the poskim of this. There's so much about that. Yes, there is meat. Midoraisa b'zman hazeh is the Shagas Aryeh. Oh, that's what it is in our Amerikas. Beautiful, Rabbi Schoenberg, Rabbi Yankiv Schoenberg has a big shtickle Torah about it. Okay, so I'm not going to be Meirich. I'll stop right here then. What? Spoiler. But Rabbi Yisai, wine is definitely you yaitza with wine. So, Bezer Hashem, one of the things I got really, really excited about is I finalized with a guy yesterday to double my sukkah. I have probably 800, 900 square foot sukkah. I could have. So it was half the size. Now we're going to do double. So all the shiurim Bezer Hashem and Bezer Hashem, I want to let the Olam know. Every morning, but you have to be part of this shiur, like from now. Every morning is going to be a massive breakfast. Pancakes, waffles, eggs, there's going to be chefs making stuff and wine on the table. And no, and please don't tell her. Oh, we have 4 minutes left, so let's go. Zucked, no, only milk, unfortunately. I mean, based on this, fine. You're invited, even though it's your first day here. You see, you snuck in just in time. Says the Mishnah, you Menachem Ateh. Says the Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, for Shlema, for Avram Yosef ben Chana. You designated black pigeons and you found white ones. Here, that's why I did the white ones. You said these two, and all of a sudden you find these two. There's no jokes here. You designated the white ones, and you found the black ones. Shnayim u'matzah shloisha asurim. If you designated two, and you found three, it's asur. Why? You must designate, and you only designated two. And I have three, so one of you three is not designated. It's mukta. Why don't we say bata barayv?
No, we assume that all of the three is gone. And
No, not even that. You don't even have to go that far. You don't have to go that far. Why go that far? You don't have to say what he's saying, that all three left and two. Even if one more came from outside, it messes everything up. And I'm asking why. I'm talking about, this is a question of the Rishayim. Should be about to arrive? And the answer is, based on what we learned, that's one answer. Another answer, very good. The other one's holding up. The other answer is because it's a Bachai, it's not about to arrive. What if you started with three and now you're down to two? So perhaps, that's what you said, they all flew away and two new ones came in. Not a problem. Mutter, we're not chashda. But if I think it's something like this, according to Rashi, there's a little, you see that each one is beautiful. Each one has a ledge. And you can actually see they sell these bricks with the circle. There's a thing that happens, I guess. The ledge, Rashi says, on top, but there's a ledge for these birds to sit on outside. You designated them besaich, they're inside the hole. And you found them on the outside. Asurim, that's not what you designated. It's different birds. Remain shom elohim. Let's say you designated two pigeons, and you look around the whole dove coat, and there's only those two pigeons. So, harelum tarm, those are probably the two that you designated. They're just in a different spot. Says in Bar Peshitta, if I designated whites, and you find blacks, of course you can't use them. They were not designated. They're mukta. Om rabba chamay skinon. So he says very simple. It's not two cases in the Mishnah. Oh, he designated blacks, he found whites. Or he designated whites, he found blacks. No, it's one case. He designated blacks, and in the place of the blacks, he found the whites. In the place of the whites, he found black. He designated both. A pair of whites and a pair of blacks. And they just flip a rood. The whites are on the bottom, the blacks are on the top now. What do I do now? So it's one case, says the Gemara. Malaseima, Hani Inu Ninu, they're the same. Visapuch is apuch. They just switch spots. The ones from the second floor went to the first floor. The one from the first floor went to the second. Komashma, Hanachaz Lalma, Banachrin Inu. All four of them left. And now you're dealing with four new ones. You cannot use them on Yantiv de Mukta. Says the Gemara, Lem Sayalei Rebbe Chanina, Dom Rebbe Chanina, Roiv Vekaroiv, Halach, Haleich Achai Roiv. By the way, I'm serious. A very, very simple sugya. So you have the roiv, because all the birds in the world could come into this place. It's not closed up. It's open to the world. These pigeons come, they roam around the skies, they go fetch food, and they come back in. So you have the roiv of all the birds of the world, vikarov. But you also, so you have a conflict between two, you saw this in Shas, in the Torah. Roiv, the Torah says, you go bus a roiv. And you also have karov, like we learned in Shkalim. That if you find money next to one of the pushkas, the 13 pushkas in the base of Mikdash, it's going to go to that pushka. So what do you do over here? Are these the birds from within, from that you designate or not? Halayich achar roiv. You always go, when you have the two things conflicting, roiv and closeness, you go by the roiv. Kido Omar says, the Gemara is not a raya. Why? Kido Omar abayyo bedaf, ochanami bedaf. We're talking about there's a ledge on the outside. He gives them room to sit there. Now, who comes there? Says Rashi, very interesting. The birds from the world come sit there. They won't go inside the dove cote. You know why? Because the guys inside are very territorial. And they'll chase you out. So the birds from the world are scared. What do? They wait around like pigeons do. And they wait for the knockers to leave. When those knocker pigeons leave, these guys come in. So what he's saying is, at the end of the day, they're really close, but they're very far. So close, yet so far. These guys that are close, they're really from a distance. You found them inside. They're not inside. What are you telling me? That these birds from over here, they're from within. No, they're not from within. They're from somewhere else. They're at the end of the day, they just were hanging out there on the ledge. Shnayim Matza Shloisha Asurim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shach, I Achrina Ninu, Hachrina Ninu. No, so the Gemara just explains that if you designated two and found three, you're good. Why? Manavshach. I achrina ninu, like you were saying. Hachrina ninu. V'iloy achrina ninu, o'ik echad demarbo. The reason why it's aser, not good, shnayim u'matzo shloisha. You start out, you designated two, and now you have three, so manavshach, it's no good. If the two ran away and three new ones came, that's the worst case scenario. They're all bad. None of them were designated. But if you just added one, it's also a problem because now you have one in there that's mukta and you cannot be badal b'rayt. Shloisha umatza shnayim mutar. My taima. But if you started with three and you found two, then it's okay. Hani inu, it's the same two that you started out. V'chaminayu azal alma. Mamish amaisa shahoyo, when I was in the safari with three lions. And I did a shear with the lions. One of them got up and ran away. What shaykhs is after these birds? No shaykhs. Stam, a maisa shikamatoya. No, ba'emes. One got up and ran. So over here also, one got up and ran, but the two remain behind. Memela, you're allowed to use those two. Levi Masnis and Rebihi, Veloy, Rabbanon. Fine. So here's a whole new sugya. Easy sugya, by the way. I guess we'll deal with it on Matzi Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Matzi Shabbos, 9:30.